Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as a soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth. Back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms, all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Change of Plans. Cool air swirled around Carmen the convertible as she backed out of the garage. The little blue convertible looked up at the soft gray sky, seamlessly filled with clouds. She looked up at the trees as a leaf floated down to land on her hood. Most of the branches were bare. Their leaves were neatly gathered in piles at the edge of the yard. Carmen pulled onto the street, ready to go wherever her driver wanted. They traveled along their fresh and newly paved street until she reached a street she had never seen before. Her driver turned. The little blue convertible was excited. They were going on an adventure. Carmen followed the street. It was made of bricks and a bit bumpy. The convertible had never seen a street like this before. All the houses along this street seemed like they were from a different time, long ago. Trees reached across the street, their branches creating a canopy. Carmen thought the street must be beautiful in the summer when the trees were filled with leaves. Then she imagined those trees as the green leaves changed to red, orange, and gold. She imagined the branches dusted with snow. Yes, no matter the season, the trees would be beautiful. Carmen was glad her driver had turned onto this street. As she reached the end of the brick street, her driver turned onto another road. This one felt really bumpy. The little convertible did her best to keep her driver comfortable, but this road was so bumpy, Carmen could barely keep herself on her side. She bumped along until pop! One of the little blue convertible's front tires went flat. Carmen slowly rolled over to the side of the road and stopped. What would she do now? It was the convertible's job to take her driver where she wanted to go, and now they were stuck. Carmen took a deep dragon breath in and out. And noticed her driver was calling someone. The little convertible wondered what would happen now. This road was so rough, she didn't know who would be able to drive down it to help her. Carmen took another deep dragon breath in and out. And realized that the trucks, Charlie or Terry, could probably make it down the road. It was possible to get a little help. Now all she had to do was wait. She wished she had a little room for a spare tire. Then they wouldn't have to wait. Carmen waited and waited. Then she heard a rumble and looked down the road. It was Toby the tow truck. "Boy, am I glad to see you," Carmen said. "Out for an adventure today, huh? This is a pretty rough road." "But you made it pretty far," Toby said. "Last week I helped Colin with a flat. I don't think he made it half this distance." Carmen felt better that she had made it farther than Colin, the little red car, and a bit embarrassed that she was on a road that was not good for her tires. Toby the tow truck said, "Why don't we get your tire changed, and then I'll take you back to a smoother road so you don't pop any more tires." Toby rolled a tire over to Carmen, and she and her driver put the new tire on. Then she drove up onto Toby's bed. The tow truck carried Carmen out to a smooth road, and the little convertible rolled off the truck. "Thank you, Toby," she said as she drove away. Carmen's driver steered her back on the familiar route, and they drove home. The little convertible was happy to feel the smooth surface of the road beneath her tires. It was so nice not to be bumping around. She rolled up her driveway, and the garage door opened. Carmen could hardly wait to get back into her cozy spot. The little convertible smiled and drove into the garage. The warm air gave her a hug as the door rolled closed. Carmen yawned, and settled into her spot. She wished everyone well and thought of all she had to be grateful for. The little convertible was happy that she had had a little adventure and that she had driven on the quiet little brick street. She was thankful Toby was there to help out when she needed a hand. Right now, the little convertible was simply happy to have a cozy garage to rest in. Carmen gave herself a tight squeeze and then relaxed, wishing the others happiness as well. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out. The little convertible relaxed. She took another deep dragon breath. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Carmen's mind quieted, and she drifted off to sleep to the whistle of the wind outside. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.